Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for the Yama Yoshev B'tzion, in particular for Golam, again, for Yalamata Ben Tvora, Avram Yosef Ben Chana, Yitzhak Ben Baruch, B'Shmuel Ben Moshe Ben Reizel, Eliezer B'Shachai Ben Esther Sima, Yom Simcha Ben Adina Minya, and Dina Baruch Ben Sister Hadassah, and Nechagid B'Shachai B'Shachon Ben Melel, and Washi Ben Shachai Ben Moshe Mardach, Ben Neil Krakash, Lita Hemchol Ben Melayam, and this is going to be based in the end for Shmuel Yamin, Metishra Halea, Holy Meilov. And this year is going to be based in the Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu, Agon Agadar, Shmuel Yaakov Bornstein, Zetzal. Shoshanis Yaakov, Tzahala Vesamecha, Beroisam Yacha, Tcheles Mordechai. So, what's the Simcha? The Simcha is of seeing the Tcheles of Mordechai. Tcheles causes a special tzahala b'samecha. And we have in the Megillah, Esther 8:15, Mordechai yatza b'levush malchus. Tcheles v'chur v'ateret zahav gdola. V'sachrich butz v'argaman v'ir shushan. Tzahala b'samecha. So when they saw Mordechai going out in his regal garments, they were very happy in Shushan. But nevertheless, we see in the Piyut that there was a special simcha when they saw the tcheles, even though the simcha of all the begadim. But particularly the tcheles, the Gra writes, the Vush Malchus perished Tal Shel Mitzvah, Moshkaz Bezoratif, the Malchus et tcheles, tcheles Shebet Sitzis, Vachor Alovin Shebet Sitzis, Vateres of Gadot Tfilin Sheberosh, Vatachruch Bus Ritzuos, Vargoman named Tfilin Shelia. In other words, the Gra darshins the whole pasuk that it's talking about Tzitzis and Tfilin as a Mahut Shel Vush Malchus. Shel Mordechai Utzitzis V'Tfilin, and that's what brought the Yidden this tremendous Sahala V'Samecha. So our avoda is to understand this inyan of the Levushim, the Begadim. Now, the whole Maisa of Purim is filled with Malbushim. At the beginning of the Maisa, Gemara says, Malamich Alavish Big Day Malchus. This teaches us that he wore Big Day Malchus. Here it says, Yikar Teferes Gulas. There it says, the Kabbalah Teferes by the Big Day Kahuna. So you see that he was wearing the Big Day Kahuna. That's Yikar Teferes Gulaso. Bishas Exera, Vayikra Mordechai is Begadov. Vayilbash Sakve, for Mordechai ripped his clothing. And he wore sackcloth and ashes. Sakva efer yusal rabbim. The rabbim are wearing sack and efer. Sackcloth and ashes. Then we find a masa matin between Mordechai and Esther with regard to the begadim. Tishlach begadim halbash it's Mordechai lahatzri sakva me'elav aloi kibel. She sent him clothing that he should get dressed, remove his sackcloth, and he wasn't makabel. The Avni Nezer says what he didn't have his kapata. What was she sending him begadim for? What was this about? He had a kapata. When the Mahalach Yeshua starts, Vatil Bash Esther Malchus, Rashi says, Big Day Malchus. The beginning of Gdulas Mordechai, Biyikas Ha'achaman as Halavush, Ve'asus Vayil Bash Es Mordechai. Again, the begadim. B'shasa Yeshua Mordechai Yatzah, Ve'levush Malchus, Tcheles V'chor Vateres of Gdol. Nelchamal Malbushim. This is not Dvarim Gdolim Einam B'mikre. We find that Mordechai went out b'levush malchus chazal. That was a shlav b'mahalach ha-geula. It says in Yerushalmi and Brachas 1:1. Amar Reb Chiya, Rabbi the Reb Shimon ben Chalaf de Bei Rebbe, kachi geulasim shayisob tchila kima kima. Kol ma shi'olechas hi rabbi v'olechas mai tamik yeshe b'choshech Hashem orli kachu tchila Mordechai yoshe b'shar ha-melech v'achar kach v'ika chomen es halavush v'asus v'achar kach v'yoshe Mordechai el shar ha-melech. So you have this gulas kima kima. In the beginning there's darkness, then there's light. At the beginning Mordechai is sitting at the king's gate, then Haman takes the levush in the sus, and then he returns to the v'yoshev Mordechai al shara melech, he returns to the king's gate. And then he goes in front of the king b'levush malchus. And then lahudim ha'isa or v'simcha. It says in the Gemara in Megillah 16a, with Yosef and his brothers, that he gives Binyamin five times what the brothers received in Begadim. And the whole problem with Yosef started because of he received his Technicolor dream coat, Ksenes HaPasim. So how could it be that he was causing the same trouble that got him into trouble in the first place? By giving Binyamin the extra clothing, make the brothers jealous. So Chazal say that he was merames that he's going to have a child who's going to go out in front of the king with five levushim malchus. So he therefore gave him Chamesh Chalifos Smalos. Who's that descendant of Binyamin? Mordechai. Yishimini from Binyamin. Mordechai Yatzah b'levush malchus, etc., etc. So we see that this Ma'ir of the Yitzi of Mordechai b'chamish levushim malchus was an inyan gadol shel ha'atzmo mirosh tzur me'ra'enu. We already have a remez to this in the whole parish of Yosef and his brothers. V'hadavar hazeh tzorich miyur. It says in the pasuk in Tehillim, 8:5-6-7, v'tichasreo me'at me'elohim u'chvod v'hadar te'atreyu. Tamshileo b'masei adecho kol shata tachas raglav. That you made him a little bit less than God, and you crown him with glory and splendor. The Maral says, Chidush HaGadus of Vaitzara 11b, Anu lemeidim ki akovud ve'ahoder asher ite raboi reizboris odlandi. The glory, the splendor that HaKadosh Baruch Hu crowned Adam HaRishon, that we're talking about here in the Pasuk, reveals itself in two levels. The first is Madregas HaTzelem, ki betzelem alukim asas odlam. That's one level of kavod. The second level of kavod is kavod halavush. Vayas Hashem Elokim chosnos or ve'albishem. So that's kavod halavush, that he gave him this tunic of leather, and he enclosed them. Kavod is kavod halavush. We see in the Gemara in Shabbos 113a, Rabbi Yochanan called his clothing mechubdosai. He called his clothing that is mechabed me. The Maral is marichin this in the Sefer Netzach in the 15th chapter. And the Be'er Gol in the fourth Be'er, cover the covet of Levush. So we can say that Hadar is the Madreg of Tzelem Elokim based on the Gra, Hod v'Hadar Lefan of Hod. What the Gra says is in Divrei Yamim 1:16:27, Hod Hainu Hayoifi Atzmis. Hod is the intrinsic beauty, like the light of the moon, that the light is Atzmis. V'Hadar, so the sun, not the moon, the sun, the light of the sun is an independent light, that's Hod, that's Yofi Atzmis, Hod, and Hadar is like the light that's received from the sun. Hod is the independent beauty, Hadar is what's received from the sun, and that's the Bechin of Tzelem and Dmus. And just like the Tzelem is a Madrega Ruchnis U'mayel Elyona, Kein Ugan B'Kavod HaLevush. We have we want to say that the Hadar, the Tzelem Elokim, that's the light that the moon receives from the sun, and that's the Bechin of Tzelem and Demus, but Tzelem Elokim. Because again, we saw before in the Maral that we have two Madregas of Kavod, one in Hadar, one is Tzelem Elokim, and the other one is Kavod Halavush. These kosnos were created before the sin, like we see in the Medrash. Cited in Rashi 3:1, see there in the Mefarshei Rashi, and even though it says in the Gemara, Pesachim 54a, 10 things were created in Erev Shabbos b'Ein Hashemashos, and some say even the Beged Avodah Marishon, Rashi there says, "V'ani shamati ayin kosnas or shahayalom furish dinivru l'achar achet l'chasas b'sar erva." So this physical clothing was after the sin to cover his erva. But before the sin, these kasnos were ruchni, and that was ready before the sin, like it says in the Medrash, that in the Torah of Rabbi Meir, it says kasnos or with an aleph, not with an ayin like leather, but rather with an aleph, light, and then they turned into chomer, they turned into or, they turned into leather with an ayin. Like it says in the parish of Hari ben Shua, the famous Talmud of the Rashba, in Parashas Kisis, in the name of the Rambam, cited in the Matnas Kahuna, and the Medrash, and also in the parish of the Marzu, Baruch, and in the parish of the Marzu on the Medrash, and in the Sefer Maskil of David, Rav David Pardo, Balach HaSdei David, and it's Taka Mufurish and Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer, Maya Levusha Shal Adam Marishan, Or Shal Tziporin, V'anan Kavod Mechuse Olav, Kevin Shalachim Miperis Ilan Nifshat Or Tziporin, May Olav, V'nistalek Anan Kavod May Olav. So that's Adam Marishan. Adam Marishan Levush was a cloud of glory. It was a Ruchni Levush. Kavod HaLevush is this elevated Ruchniistic of Metzias. And from this Metzias comes our Levush. So that's the Tzelem it's something ruchni. And in addition to the tselem being something ruchni, as we saw that that's the hadar, we also have the other madrega that the Maharal talked about, the levushim, which are hishtalshalos, which come down from that higher spiritual level. You have the union of the spiritual clothing that Adam Rishon was wearing even before the sin, and that's the, it says in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, chapter 14, the ununcovered mechutzah olav, and then vayter, that's mishtalshal afterwards to regular garments, that chains down, emanates from that the physical garment, the kosnos or with an ayin. And that's also a level of kavod. We see the madrega of the tzelem remained in Yaakov Avinu. Shufrei de Yaakov Avinu main shufrei de Adam Arishon. The beauty of Yaakov was like the beauty of Adam. It says in the Gemara Bava Basra, Nistakalta b'dmus diukni b'diukni atzma al tistakil. Rashbam explains, Nus diukni Yaakov diukni atzma in Adam Arishon. See the tzelem alakim baroi. So it's is that there in the Gemara in Bava Basra 58, that Rav Banoah comes to the cave of Adam Arishon, and a Baskel came out and said, "You gaze upon the likeness of my image, but don't gaze upon the image of my image itself." So what's the Dmus Diokni, the likeness of my image? So according to the Rashbam, that's Yaakov Avinu. And then the Diokni Atzmi is Adam Arishon. And Maharal writes, V'yeshech aladas ki Yaakov nikra Adam. He's called Adam. It says the Jews are only Adam. Atem kriim Adam. V'yinakum, the high level. The high level of Adam is by Klal Yisrael. V'neishayel tzelem alokim asher ala Adam. Because he has the tzelem that man has. Ziv ki betzelem alokim asa as ha Adam. But there was Eli Yaakov. She can't remember per kapol. And shufer di Yaakov main shufer di Adam Arishon. So he had this special level of tzelem alokim. V'chein esav mistamik ha Adam. Anam Yaakov hu mistamik ha Adam shehu Adam be'emes. V'esav hu mistam ala levusha v'esh lo Torah shel Adam. So the Maharal explains that Yaakov is called the true Adam because he is the highest level of Tzelem Elokim. Tzelem Elokim also is Adam, just like Adam Arishon. Yaakov Avinu was close to that Majrega. It says the beauty of Yaakov Avinu was like the beauty of Adam Arishon. And Esav pretends to be an Adam, Ishlo Torah shel Adam, but it's the real Adam is Yaakov Avinu, because the Levush is the Torah of Adam. The Levush is the Torah. It's like it describes Adam, but it's not Adam itself. Adam itself is the Tzelem. Ma'alas Yaakov is Tzelem, but the Esav misdama b'Levusho. He tried to take the Levush. Esav wanted to be like Adam in his levush, which is the Torah, which is only human beings wear clothing. That's something external. That's an external level of Adam. The Torah shel Adam. And Yaakov Avinu had the true Tzelem Elokim. That was the Adam itself. And Esav Yarshin, the begadim of Adam Arishon. That's why he wanted it. He wanted these begadim. So he should have this Torah of Adam. He should have this description of Adam, like it says in the Medrash. Big day Esav bena gadol hachamudos. Targum Yonason, Yaslavusha Esav Bra Rabba Miragan to have him in Adam Kadmadit. The beautiful begadim of Esav came from Adam Harishon. By the begadim, he's like an Adam and not an Adam Be'emet. So perish Big Deltrin. This is the Maharal talking, not me. What does it mean, Big Deltrin Harishon? Perish Big Deltrin Harishon, Kasher Bar Hashem is Bar Chasad and Bar Super Shlem is Nasan Al Kovit. When God created man, he created him with Kovit. The Chasuya Matme Lukim with Kovit Vahadir Tatrei. And this is called a malbush, like Rabbi Yochanan would call his begadim a mechubdasai. And when you look at the tzelem aluki, because you this one in tzelem aluki b'inyan akovet, shat tzelem b'inyan aluki ba'atzmai. Tzelem is the inyan aluki, but kovet is not a davar atzmi. Or akovet neged olam, and therefore Yaakov yesh lo chelek ve'ik be'ikar, ve'esav yesh lo chelek be'begadim. Yaakov has the ikar, the tzelem aluki, and Esav has the begadim that he yarshin from Adam Arishon. The haino akovet ve'ahadar shizeh chelek kol shel Esav. So Esav has the external kavod in hadar, and Yaakov has the pnimistic kavod in hadar. Mid of Yaakov is titan emes liyankov. So he's his whole madrega is minei ube. He doesn't need anything from the outside. He's a man of truth. He is emes intrinsically. And therefore, he is the madrega of the tzelem, which is Hashem. when the idea of emes is that you, emes when you, is what you say something, it reflects reality. So tselem elokim is when a person is reflecting God. That's the highest level of tselem. And that's Yaakov's mid of emes. That's the truest emes. When you take a picture, so when you paint a picture, so it is, the closer it gets to reality, the better, the more truthful it is. So Yaakov was an ish emes because that was his tselem. Right? That's why the Maariv and Yonah says that the emes mi yisodei hanefesh, because the emes is not just telling the truth. Emes is that your tselem should reflect God. That it should be a proper reflection of the divine tselem. As Maariv and Yonah talks about in the Parchat Yitzchak, as Ma'amar Neimar Kippur, I believe it's probably Tesvav, but I'm not 100% sure. And therefore, Machelko Madregas Hatzelem Shu Inyan Aloiki Ba'atzmai. And Esav is Chazal Seb Rishis Rabbah 63:8. Hashav Baruch Shebarasi Olami. That's Esav. Hashav. It's for naught. It's false. His home at Sius is Sheker, is Dimyon, is Kazav. And therefore, he doesn't have the true Tzura, but he tries to wear the clothing to fake it. Vein Bo Shem Adam Be'emes El Levush Shel Adam. Well, he doesn't really have the Shem Adam. He just has the Levush. That he arshins from Adam Arishan. And that's the sire that Dama, right? He's called the Esav Ish sire. The goat, its blood is like the blood of man, like Chazal tell us. Like Maral writes in the Sefer Agvurz in the 8th parak, Chashivus Edom Eno, Vipnei Ilu Mitziusam, Be'atzmat, Shichashu Matzmat, Ke Mitzius Sheker, Be'lekech Dervish Eno Roy. So the Chashivus of Edom is not because they're so Chashiv, but rather they're Mitzius of Sheker, and they take what doesn't belong to them. And that's his chelik, that's his nachala. Big day Esav HaChamuda is covered halavush. So he wants to take this covered for himself, even though it doesn't really belong to him. The Tirusha of covered halavush of Esav is a Sheresh v'yisoyd l'koich ha'shlita shal Esav ba'olam. Esav's power in the world, after it says, Ukod v'rat ha'tre, it says, Tam shileu v'masi adecha kol shata tachas raglov. Rashi says, Shenasat ha'koch b'yoshu l'hadmi macham l'yavish siyardin. Moshe l'kor me'yamsuf l'alas l'mor v'l'yol hachas ha'meis. The Pasuk says that man was given power over creation, over the handiwork of God, everything is under his feet. So that's why Yeshua can make a Shemesh b'givon don b'yarech b'yarech b'yamek ha'yalon, can dry up the yardin, Moshe can split the sea, go up to heaven, Elio can be Mechaim Mason, in other words, Mikoch ha'okod, Mikoch the covet of man, the glory of man, the splendor of man, come these kochos ha'mishol v'akvisha shal adam ha'kol ha'nevraim, this power of rulership of man over all of the Nevarim, like it says by Madregas at Selim, Bereshis 126, that after the Selim, in the very same Pasuk, it talks about man being Sholeit, and the Yerdu B'Gaseyom, and the man rules over the fish, and the birds, and the animals, and everything on earth. In other words, the Bracha of the Yerdu is Mikuch, the man be created at Selim. We rule over animals because of our tselem. It says, "Vayikra pasuk chav zayin, vayivra elokim es adam b'tzalmu b'tzelem elokim baro sevelim elam leim kru ruvum elus arts v'kivshu urdu b'gassim ov v'shemayim chorayim es rem tzal es nachem." We see the same idea. God created them in his image, and he told them to be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, and conquer it, and rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the sky. So to mefurish Bereishis Rabba 8:12, urdu b'gassim ov v'chneim zach urdu v'imav yerdu. If you're zechir, you're ruling, if not, you go down. Rabbi Yaakov Tarachanin asks, "Shuvu tzalmenu k'dmusen ruusen v'tzmusen k'tzalmenu yardu." So if those who are in that God's demus is going to be redu, is going to rule, and those who are not in God's tzalim and demus, those who are not following the ways of God, those who are not living up to their human potential, are going to be yardu. They're going to go down as opposed to redu, as opposed to ruling. So the Chazal say that man, that an animal doesn't rule over man unless he looks to him like a behema. Adam biyakar bal yol and nimshol ke behemas nidma. Rashi says mishachayim mishelas po yedua sheke behema nidma. The pasuk says that when a person doesn't have his covet, the animal rules over him. Because the only reason an animal is going to rule over him is because he looks like a behemoth. But if a man was acting like man is supposed to act, the animals have no koach over him. So too, in the Madriga of Kavod HaLevush, we have this kochos of men, Shal of Shlita. Again, from the Tselem Elokim comes this kochos of Shlita and Mishala. And part of our Tselem is our Levushim, right? It comes in two, like the Kohen Maharal. There are two levels of... It's covered in this hadar, and they appear in two different madrigas. One of the madrigas had selam lakim asis adam, and then covered halavush, that God made the levush for man, even had a levush before he had the spiritual levush. So So this is the madrig of Kavod of man, of Selim of man, of Kavod and Hadar that God created man with. And then if he lives up to his potential, then he can rule over creation. If not, then he goes all the way down. That's the Kavod of Mashallah that man was created with. And that's a big day, Adam Rishon, right? With the Ace of Yashin. Ace of wanted to have this Torah of Adam. So he took the Begadim, but he doesn't have the Gemus Be'etzim. He doesn't have the Tzelem Be'etzim. Atem Kuriyim Adam, and Ve'en Akam Kuriyim Adam. So the high level of Adam is only given to Klal Yisrael. But those who have those who want to, and all nations can live up to their Tzelem and their Gemus, and then they can be sholeit over creation. They can rule, otherwise creation rules them. And Adam and Esav wanted to use his Begadim to rule, to give him a Shlita, to give him a Mashallah. What does Esav want more in the world than to rule and to have power? And those big day chamudos of Chazal of Esav are big day malchut. In the big day malchut in the Abraham Lucha, like it says in Pirkei Eliezer 16, Ma malchut big day chavud. V'chinim Omer v'fil v'shester malchus. Rashi says big day malchus. Not levishus big day malchus. Levishus malchus asma. Meaning habuchim shel kovod v'holdi tatreiv. That kovod halavushi mamshicha kochu shem mamshalu v'shlita. That she's wearing. She has this. She's wearing the big day malchus, and that gives her power. That's the kovod v'holdi tatreiv. Hamshilei u'masi adech. It's beautiful how we see in the Torah reflected in Tehillim. Tehillim reflects the pasuk in the Torah. It says God created us b'tzelem and rule over creation. And also we see in Tehillim, kovod v'holdi tatreiv. Hamshilei u'masi adech. Koshat etachas raglo. We're given this kovod. We're given this hadar, and we can rule over creation. That's the tzelem. That's the glory of man. His tzelem. The glory of man is calling. Pirkei Rav Yezer, Uchel Yos, Gibor Bar, Perek of David, Rav Hito Emer, Tovamat Nimrod, that he became a strong man on earth, that Haksan Yishasa, Kosh Baruch Hu, Adam, Lishtai, Simon, Beteva, Kshiyatsu, Menat, Teva, Loch, Racham, Ben Noyach, Vosimo, Michel, and Nimrod, Shishan, Lo, Yishisa, Kol, Behem, Bechai, Oif, Bonin, Ben Oif, and Lufan, Rav Yemer, Esa, Ochiv, right, that Nimrod would wear these begotten that were saved from the Mabel, and then when he would, then the animals would be afraid of him because he's wearing these big day covet. Rabbi says, "Esav Ofer Shel Yaakov Asek Sainish Asak Kodesh Baruch Hu LaAdam." B'chav Al Nimrod V'Chom Dois Belibo V'Harug Belachos Amen V'Menai Shein Chamudos Ein Avatikach B'Yaseh V'Nagod Al Chamudos U'Kshalav Shes Nasev Amgam Hu Gibor. So Esav saw these brother of Yaakov saw the clothing that God made for them. B'chav Al Nimrod, he wanted them, killed them, takes them for himself, and that's why they called B'Yaseh V'Gol Al Chamudos, and then he became strong when he's wearing this special clothing. V'yikur Rabba, Ayim v'nur zeo ade, zeo Esav, how does he get a ticket proof of the Esav v'na agadol? So, that's the Ayim v'nur is Esav. What's the Esav? A ticket proof of God's big day, Esav v'na agadol. So the Perish HaMahalzu there, explains based on the Perikid of Eliezer, that the idea here is that when you wear the clothing, you become very strong. That's the Ayim v'nur. And that's the beginning of the year. Look, if you're covered by Levush, and Esav's home at Sius, is Levush of Adam, he's mislavish. He tries to enclose himself with the Kochas of Adam. His mom should hold the Kochas of Shlita. Minah Madrei, where did he get it from? Where did he get the Kochas of Shlita from? Where did he get his power from? From covered by Levush, from his garments. The Yisgabra is the power of the Koach of Esav and his Tantus Rishis Ma'amolik. B'das Gzeres Ha'ashim La'ar Gav is called a Yehudim of Haman. Reveal the day Mitzius Shem Latil and Mochlet is Shal Kovad Ha'lavush. Av B'b'china Ha'pshuta B'yosir Shemani Mochul Pesa. Like it says Mordechai, right? He's the Gzeres to kill all the Jewish people to wipe them off. Wipe us all out, Chas V'Shalom. So he took away our Kovad Ha'lavush, took away our power. Like it says in Mordechai Yodas called Shanasa, Vyikur Mordechai Yisbada Vyil Basak Vayfer Vyetzi Besochei Vyizak Tzak Gudol Lamara Uvuchom Adinam Adinam Ogma Sher Abdvar Melech Dosim Agi Abba Lehim Sobuchim Nisbe Yisak Vayfer Yutzal Arabim. You see, we lost our Kavod, we lost our Beket, we lost our Begadim. And that's because of the power of Esav, that's the opposite of Manu Mechub Pisa, we lost our Kavod, we lost our Begadim that gave us our Kavod. And the Omakas begat with Bali de Gil Vikram Mordechai is because he ripped his clothing. Mordechai starts out with Han and Yechrav Le Yishtachve. He's mad at himself, Tachas is Gabriel, says, Ushel Gezam, Esav Amolik. And all the Mishra Afis Kavra Poshit Shalmanim Chubdoisai. So Mordechai, who starts up, is not afraid of Esav still. Still, he's under this, he has to rip his clothing because Esav has power over him. And that's the Zaakah, it says, one Zaakah of Yaakov to Esav, by Yitzhak, that Yaakov calls Esav. By Yitzhak, Zaak, Gedol, Mara, Benifilo, Shushan. By Yitzhak, Zaak, Gedol, Mara, Lam, Shem, Vatronis, the Fanaka, the Shvaruch. So, there's no Vatronis, God isn't Michael so quickly. If you're Chayiv, you're Chayiv. So what's this Zaakah, Shehizik, Yaakov, the Esav, by Yitzhak, Zaak, Gedol, Mara, and Moit, that it was paid back in Shushan. That now the Jews had to cry out because Yaakov made Esav cry out. The Jews have to cry out. So there's no vashonis, there's no mechila. You have to earn it. So this bechina of Netilas Hakavod Apostle Shemayim Chodos Yisrael Yizar Shleizav Afi. So it's Aka Gedolu Lamar Shleizav. The taking away of our clothing is because of Esav's cry. Because that's Aka is about the bechor that Yaakov and Brachos that Yaakov Avinu took. And what was Yaakov wearing when he took the brachah? The big day chamud is Esav, like the pasuk says. That's how he's mekabel the brachas. And in these brachas, we have the whole asid lavo of Knesset Yisrael, like the Gemara says in the parashah Hakadosh Shel Pesach, the kol atoyv shayiv shiyu, avi ben hamaz ben hamaz is kulam yarshin from our office from Yitzchak blessed Yankov. Now for the brachas, we've been missing everything. They go to Esav, and therefore the brachas come together with the netil of fishash and big day chamud is shel Esav. So we get the brachas together with these powerful clothing. That's all the kavod. That's the kavod of Adar Tatra. That's our power over creation, and it's all rooted in the kusnas or with an aleph with these lights of this cloak of light of Adam Koyim Achit, the Suras Adam Emes, the Shufri Nei Shufri Adam Rishon. That's where it all starts. So we took the levushim. Now Esav didn't like that. He cried, and because of that, now we're crying in Shushan. We have to rip our levush. Amazing. He smells his clothing, and he blesses him. Rei rech b'nika rech asada shabirch Hashem. Says in the Bereish Yisrael, the Sayyid in Rashi, Amr Yechanan, Ein lecha dar b'shareich hokashim min hashed et hazeh shal isim. What do you mean? He's wearing this clothing of isim, of goats. That doesn't smell good. That doesn't smell good. So what's the vayarech es rech b'gadah vayvarcheyu? So Chazal say he went in with the rech of Gan Eden. Afa pisha big day chamudus mukutarim ulavona, says the Maharash Yafan to perish. Yafishaba Ruzela Yurgash Rechet of Yizim Shemishael Lachal Kasavar. El Nichnes Rech and Eden Imai. That, the Rech Hazel Chizuko Yurgash Rech Ra Etzla. So since Rech and Eden came in, so Yaakov, Yitzchak was not able to smell the fact that he was wearing goat skins. Like we see earlier there in the Pasuk 27:16, she placed the skins of the kid goats on his arms and on the smooth of his neck, so he would feel like Esav. So that doesn't smell so good. But what happened? The garden came in, and the Reach of Gan Eden came in with him. So that's because he's wearing the big day chamudos, Reach Reach Begadav. So he's wearing the big day chamudos of Adam Arishan when he's getting the brachas, and that's the sherish of restoring the kavod of Adam Arishan that was taken away by Esav to La'asid Lava, that Yaakov was giving the bracha. Yaakov was giving the bracha. La'asid Lava for the Jews. That's all that we're going to get the proper selling back. We're going to go back to our original level. And that's why he's wearing the Begadim Dafka of Adam Arishan. Oysen Bigdei Chamudah Shabiyel Shalaisa, these are Katnasor. When they come to Yaakov Avinu, then they turn to Katnasor with an Aleph. They turn into light, and that's the Reach Gan Eden that he took with him. And that's the Sherish of the Brachas. And now we're going to go back to the level of Adam Arishan pre the sin. And we're going to have the root of the Begadim, which is the spiritual light, that enclosed Adam Arishan. For Yarech Ezrech Begadav,
ויאמר ראי ריח ונקרח עשה שאתה ברוך השם תנשיר שיר נופס תכתוב נסך לו ואש וכל התחת לשם ריח סמסך ריח לבנה ראשי סז ריח סמוסך מצווח אגונוס מצווח אגונוס אנורגוס בסמוסך סיציס תחילוס בגדכנס ושעניס talks about the smell of your clothing the good smell that comes out from the midst of your clothing sits is trails with the goodness of shanis so it comes out that in the sock of Esau while I keep us up a choir of our brothers he's also saying hey how come you took my clothing because you're the only way he got the brachas in the luch was because of the clothing and these clothing are shaykh to the choir of Esau like it says in Yerushalmi 1-1 big Esau v'na chamudas was chamudas he was mishamish b'hem v'kuna gedola now he was a b'chor he was mishamish b'avod according to the Gemara And now he sells the Bechoros, and now the Shaykh to Yaakov. V'anina sati l'chashem l'chal al-chefer shalakach mi'anor v'chari v'bukashti zo b'chor l'vushal n'orisha that I took from the Amori, I took from Esau, and that's what Yaakov. That's what Yaakov says, that he took the Bechor, this is Yos, he took the Bechor from Esau, including the big day of n'orisha. And now the Esau is crying about it. And this tzaka caused an empowerment of Esau. That he took away our covenant in the mail. Vayil bas sak veifer sak veifer yitzel rabim vayikra Mordechai zbogadav. And that we also have to understand mas aman between Esther and Mordechai. All give and take. About the bogadav vatishlach bogadav mahalbish is Mordechai lost his sack on the olive v'lo kibel. So she's sending him clothing. That's why he's not wearing clothing. That's why he's wearing sack as an ashkos. Because like I said before, he doesn't have his kapata with him. So the answer is, Esther says, don't be misbathed in a kechah shal Esav. Well, where are the begotten? Get back your covet. You're just giving Esav his power. Velo kibel. He says, no. Esav has tremendous power now. I lost my covet. I don't have the covet of Levush. So this is the first offering. And Ritz Hashem, we have a Hamshech HaDvarim. Niflaim. Baruch Hashem. We already seen Dvarim Niflaim. So please stay tuned, and I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.